As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Sometimes when you're eating out, you have to explain certain situations. For example, perhaps an allergy, or that you can't eat something in particular. In this lesson, we'll be learning how to cope with that in Spanish. And we'll also be learning how to deal with complaints. Perhaps your food is cold, perhaps it's not what you ordered. All of that and more coming up in this lesson of Coffee Break Spanish.
Okay, so before we even get into this lesson, Cara, you said that estás listo para empezar. Now, normally I say estás lista para empezar or estás lista para aprender español. Are you ready? So the word lista means ready, but that's the word I use to talk to you, lista. You said estás listo. Why is that?
Because you're masculine.
Because I'm masculine, yeah. It's the masculine and feminine versions of the adjective. I'm masculine, therefore I would say listo. And you would say?
Lista.
Muy bien. Now, we're going to use this idea in the first phrase for today's lesson. And that phrase is, soy vegetariano.
Soy vegetariano.
Muy bien. It is quite tricky to say. Try that syllable by syllable. Ve.
Ve.
Je.
Je.
Ta.
Ta.
Riano.
Vegetariano.
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 Muy bien. Now, vegetariano means vegetarian. And you would say, soy vegetariano if you're male. If you're female, you wouldn't say vegetariano. What would you say? Cara, what would you say?
Vegetariana.
Vegetariana. So, soy vegetariana.
Soy vegetariana.
Muy bien. So, if you're male, repeat after me. And then if you're female, repeat after Cara. Soy vegetariano.
Soy vegetariana.
Perfecto. Now you can say, I'm vegetarian. Now, you might also have particular likes and dislikes or particular things you can and can't eat. The word for I eat in Spanish is como.
Como.
Now that's very like another word that you already know, as in como te llamas. But in como te llamas, the como means how. And you know that it's different from como, as in I eat, because como, meaning how, carries an accent on the first O. Como te llamas. Or como, como meaning I eat. So repeat, como.
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 Como. So does the accent on como, meaning how, change the way the word said at all?
No, the word como, meaning how, and the word como, meaning I eat, sound exactly the same. There is absolutely no difference in pronunciation. You would be able to tell from the context. So if I say como carne, as in I eat meat, which we'll be coming to in a moment, then you know that it's not como as in como te llamas. Okay, so you know from the context, but the accent never changes the sound of the word. It's simply written differently to differentiate in the written language.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so como means I eat. How would you say I don't eat?
No como.
No como. No como. And you might want to say that you don't eat, for example, meat. No como carne.
No como carne.
Muy bien. Carne is the word for meat. I mentioned it earlier. No como carne.
No como carne.
And you might want to say you don't eat red meat, in which case you would say no como carne roja.
No como carne roja.
Try making sure that you're saying roja.
Roja.
Muy bien, roja. No como carne roja.
No como carne roja.
Okay. Other things that you might not eat shellfish, for example, seafood. Marisco.
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 Muy bien. No como marisco.
No como marisco.
Okay. Or you might not eat fish. No como pescado.
No como pescado.
That's it. No como pescado.
No como pescado.
Okay, let's repeat all of those. I'll say them first, you say them, and then Cara will say them. No como carne roja.
No como carne roja.
Roja, roja.
Roja.
No como carne roja. No como marisco.
No como marisco.
No como pescado.
No como pescado.
Perfecto. So, soy vegetariano, soy vegetariana. No como carne roja, marisco, pescado. Something else that you may come across in a Spanish restaurant situation is the fact that you might have to say that you're allergic to something. So to say I am allergic, you say soy alérgico.
Soy alérgico.
Soy alérgico.
Soy alérgico.
Yeah, it's quite tricky to get the difference between the R and the J together. So, alérgico.
Alérgico.
Muy bien. Alérgico.
Alérgico.
Perfecto. Soy alérgico. Or, if you're female, soy...
alérgica.
Muy bien. So, soy alérgico a... I am allergic to something. So it might be, for example, a las nueces.
A las nueces.
A las nueces. And in Latin America, a las nueces.
A las nueces.
Soy alérgico a las nueces.
Soy alérgico a las nueces.
Okay, and if you're female, soy alérgica a las nueces.
Soy alérgica a las nueces.
Muy bien. Something else that you may be allergic to would be dairy products. And those are los productos lácteos.
Los productos lácteos.
Productos.
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 Muy bien. Los productos lácteos.
Los productos lácteos.
So, I am allergic to dairy products.
Soy alérgica a los productos lácteos.
Muy bien. Soy alérgico a los productos lácteos.
Soy alérgico a los productos lácteos.
Muy bien. So there's a couple of things that you may be allergic to, and also the situation that you may be vegetarian or that you don't eat a particular thing. There's more covered in this week's PDF guide and in the bonus podcast that you can find if you're a premium member. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. and you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Let's imagine that your meal has now arrived. The waiter or waitress has brought your food and they're going to wish you have a nice meal. In English, we don't even have a phrase for that properly, and certainly in Scotland we say bon appétit rather than have a nice meal or anything like that. In Spanish, que aproveche.
Que aproveche.
Que aproveche.
Que aproveche.
And of course, the waiter or waitress is likely to say that, but also you can say that to your fellow diners. Que aproveche.
Que aproveche.
You may also hear from time to time, buen provecho.
Buen provecho.
Okay, so your food has arrived at the table and you start eating it, and sometimes you may find that there's a particular problem with your food. You might want to say, it's cold, or it's hot, or something like that. So the word for it is está.
Está.
Okay, so you might want to say then that something is cold. You would say, está frío.
Está frío.
Está frío.
Está frío.
Now, to say this is cold, you would say, esto está frío.
Esto está frío.
Okay, that's kind of complicated because esto and está sound quite similar. Esto means this. Esto.
Esto.
Está frío.
Está frío.
Esto está frío.
Esto está frío.
Okay. To say something is hot, you might want to say, esto está caliente.
Esto está caliente.
Esto está caliente.
Esto está caliente.
Okay, so we've got está frío.
Está frío.
Está caliente.
Está caliente.
And there's also a word to say something is too cold or too hot. And that word is demasiado.
Demasiado.
So to say this is too cold, esto está demasiado frío.
Esto está demasiado frío.
Esto está demasiado frío.
Esto está demasiado frío.
Demasiado.
Demasiado.
Demasiado frío.
Demasiado frío.
Or, this is too hot. Esto está demasiado caliente.
Esto está demasiado caliente.
Muy bien. Another couple of words. Esto está quemado.
Esto está quemado.
Quemado means burnt. Okay, so esto está quemado.
Esto está quemado.
quemado, burnt. Okay, quemar is the verb to burn. Esto está quemado.
Esto está quemado.
Okay, and the other situation that you may find is that something is just a bit too spicy for you, in which case it's picante.
Picante.
Okay, so to say this is too spicy, you would say esto está demasiado picante.
Esto está demasiado picante.
And if that were the situation, how would you say, can you bring us more water, please?
Nos trae más agua, por favor.
Muy bien, muy bien. I hope all our listeners got that too. Nos trae más agua, por favor. One thing to mention, just when we're talking about nos trae, someone in the forum was mentioning that perhaps another way of saying nos trae would be traiganos, traiganos.
Traiganos.
Traiganos is the command form, the imperative, and it's a way of saying bring us more water. Nos trae is spelled differently, T-R-A-E it's spelled, and the difference between nos trae and traiganos is that nos trae is just a little less direct. It's a little less of a command. So it's more, can you bring us some more water, please? Nos trae más agua, por favor.
Nos trae más agua, por favor.
As opposed to, tráiganos más agua, por favor.
Tráiganos más agua, por favor.
Exacto, exacto. Okay, you've said then that things are too cold, too hot, burnt and too spicy. Another thing that you would equally want to say is, esto está buenísimo.
Esto está buenísimo.
Muy bien. It means it's wonderful. It's perfect. It's absolutely delicious. Está buenísimo.
Está buenísimo.
Ísimo at the end of any adjective makes it a much stronger adjective. So bueno means good. Está bueno. But to say está buenísimo means it's really good. Está buenísimo.
Está buenísimo.
Another way of saying the same thing in Spain is está riquísimo.
Está riquísimo.
Riquísimo. And that means really rich, the way you would describe food. Really rich. Está riquísimo.
Está riquísimo.
Muy bien. Now, at the end of the meal, you may well want to say that you're full. We learned a word for full last week when we said that the restaurant is full. We are full. Can you remember how to say that?
Estamos llenos.
Muy bien, well remembered. Now you can say lleno when you're talking about yourself, but it's probably better to use another word. And that other word is satisfecho.
Satisfecho.
And if you're female, satisfecha.
Satisfecha.
So, estoy satisfecho.
Estoy satisfecho.
Or estoy satisfecha.
Estoy satisfecha.
Okay, and that means literally, I'm satisfied. I'm satisfied with what I've eaten. But it's the way you would say, I'm full, I've had enough to eat, thank you very much. Estoy satisfecho.
Estoy satisfecho. Estoy satisfecha.
Okay, muy bien. Now, just before we finish, there are two aspects of grammar that we've covered in today's lesson, and I'm going to mention just a little more about them before we finish off for today. The first of these is adjectives. If you're male, then you'll use one particular form. And normally, that form ends in the letter O. Listo. Vegetariano. Alérgico. If you're feminine, if you're female, then you would use a form that ends in A. Cara, can you give us some examples here?
Lista vegetariana alérgica.
Muy bien. Lista vegetariana alérgica. Now, most of the time in Spanish, feminine adjectives end in A. So, vegetariana, and masculine adjectives end in O. Alérgico. We'll be covering more about adjectives in future lessons. The one other thing I wanted to mention today is the whole issue about, for example, you say, soy vegetariano, but estoy listo. And both soy and estoy mean I am. And I want you to think about the difference between soy vegetariano and estoy listo. If you're saying you're vegetarian, that's pretty much a permanent thing. You are vegetarian and there's probably not a lot that's going to change. If, equally, you're allergic to something, that's a permanent thing again. Soy alérgico. But if you say, estoy listo, I am ready, well, just at that moment, you're ready. You weren't ready 5 minutes ago, and if something else happens, you might not be ready in 5 minutes' time. So to say estoy listo, it's a different kind of I am. It's a temporary thing. For example, think as well about estoy satisfecho. I am satisfied. I am full. That's just a temporary thing. You're not always full. It's a temporary thing. Estoy satisfecho. So there are different words in Spanish for I am, you are, he is, and so on, depending on whether it's a temporary thing or a permanent thing. And we'll come back to that in future lessons. It's a big thing in Spanish, the difference between estoy and soy, or indeed the infinitives of the verbs are estar and ser. Don't worry too much about it just now, we'll be covering lots more about it in future lessons. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.